Please take roll.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Here.
Mr. Schlanger.
Here.
Mr. Morlock.
Present.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Present.
And Mr. Hall's present.
Gail, will you lead us in the pledge, please?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Start out, has anybody got anything for the board work session? Well, let me start. I'm sorry. I'll take that back. As most everybody out here knows, last week we lost a dear friend to the school. Vern Hauser passed away last week, and for those who don't know Vern, he never denied the school anything. Him and his wife were true Mass and Plains supporters, and if anybody ever didn't know who Vern was, when you come to the football games or anytime the colors were shown here at Mass and Plains, Vern was the one that did that. So if we could just have a moment of silence for Vern, I'd appreciate that. Thank you. Does anybody else got anything for the board work session?
I've got a couple things. Just a report on tolls. Tolls held their prom last Saturday night, and we had over 300 kids there. They had a 1920s, 30s theme to it. Kids were really good. Kids looked good. The ladies looked like ladies, and the gentlemen even acted like gentlemen. They had a really good time. It was held in the auditorium up there. They didn't go out. They didn't get overly fancy, although it was fancy. These girls, boy, I'm telling you, they really, I'd hate to get into that budget. It was bad enough when my kids were in school. I hate to think what it is today. I don't know, probably cheaper than an education if you get out of high school. But they did have a really, really nice prom and really, really good time. The other thing is we are in the process of doing our final evaluation of our goals for this year, which will lead to our goals for next year. Main thing on the agenda is the same thing as it is here. We're trying to keep up with the state legislature. We don't have a race to the top program, which means we have a race to the top program, we're just not funded. But we're doing the same thing. Race to the top, as most of you know, is doing teacher evaluation. We barely started on the other portion of that, which is the compensation end of it. And I spent last weekend at Board Leadership Institute, and we spent a lot of time talking about race to the top, teacher evaluation, administrator evaluation, superintendent evaluation, and I'm glad to say that at Tolls we're right on the money as far as our superintendent evaluation is concerned. We had it set up to meet state standards last year. We're in the correct form. We still are in that process here. But anyway, that is set. We're working on teacher evaluation. We have not started yet on the compensation end of it. And that's going to be interesting because the state has changed. First of all, they've changed the way that they grade the schools. Instead of we got excellent with distinction, excellent, effective, that's going to be A, B, C, and D next year. And we're going to go from, I think, effective to effective puts us at about a B minus. So we are above average as of last year, and we'll see where we are this year. It really doesn't change anything because 70% of all schools in the state of Ohio are effective or better. So it's a bell curve, but it kind of got shoved to the top. And the bulk is not in the middle. The middle is actually closer to the top. So we you've got kind of a skewed bell curve on it. I'm assuming that that'll change over time as the tests take place. We know that we're changing tests. We're working on right now, most of our programs at Tolls are tested through the state proficiency testing. Our kids are in classes where they're learning life skills, job skills, and so on. And we've got to come up with some kind of measurement to determine how much progress they're making during the year. And what we're looking at right now is if we can possibly do it, we will give the post-test as a pretest and then come back at the end of the year or at the end of 2 years with some of our kids when they take the national certification test and see how much improvement there has been. So that gets us out of that mess. As I say, the grade or the evaluation on teachers from the state level is also changing. And that's going to be interesting because we're looking at several things. One is teacher performance. The other one is growth of students, which is AYP. And the way that the state has this thing set up, I looked at that thing, and the way I see this, there could be a real problem with trying to come up with a compensation package that's going to meet this, because you could have a teacher that is doing a fantastic job of teaching and could be very, very effective, but depending on the students that they have, and I'm speaking primarily in special ed, where the best that they might be able to do is a developing teacher. And I'm not sure that's a fair evaluation or whether we can look at that. I know one thing, it's going to take the big word at Board Leadership Institute was collaboration. Let's sit down and talk and let's work something out because this is not a program that we're going to cram down anybody's throat. It's got to work so that we are evaluating people against the goals that we establish for our students and what we expect of them. And if we're meeting goals, people need to be compensated for that. And if they're not meeting goals, that's different. And I really don't care what the state says as far as who's good and who's bad because they're not here. And I'm not sure that half of them know what they're doing anyway. So, but these are things that we're going to have to look at as a board and that we need to get into. I've got a disc, and I see Joe's not here tonight. I was going to nail him. I think it's cheaper to make 5 or 6 copies of this than it is to copy that much information.
I'd say you're right.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good? Okay, well, I'll probably give this to you and have you give it to Tim. This is all of the handouts that came out of Board Leadership this weekend. And what's really nice, it isn't just the 8 sessions that I went to, it's all 24 of them. So I'll get these run off and make sure that everybody gets a copy of that. And you can take a look at this because there was some really, really good information about things that are going on and some ideas of not necessarily how to solve them, but how we can get together and put groups together and some talking points to sit down and get these things going so that we're in line. Because the first due date is 1 year and 2 months from today, July 1st, 2013. Our assessment and evaluation needs to be in place. We've got to have our compensation program in place, and we need to get started. That's all I've got. I'll get the information to you as quickly as I can.
Does anybody else have anything?
I do, Dave. I just wanted to thank Lori for the presentation that she had yesterday. I don't know how many parents, I think it went out on one call to all the intermediate school parents for the bullying presentation that she had. They did a presentation throughout the day for the students, and Calvin Murray, a former OSU football player, and he played for the Eagles and the Bears, was the presenter for that. And unfortunately, we only had about, I'd say, maybe 14 parents that were there. unfortunately, because his presentation was pretty good about how the students that we've got are learning some of their maybe negative feedback from their parents. It starts at home, and to try to improve what we do at home to help them be more positive at school. It was great. I think every parent that was there had some kind of question or comment that came out, so everybody had an opportunity to learn something new and get a question that they had answered. So I thought it was a good presentation. Calvin really enjoyed coming to the school and talking to the kids. And he said he had his presentation all ready to go. When he started, he basically put all his notes aside and just let it flow, and everybody learned a little something. So I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to moving it up into some of the other schools. I know that the middle school would be a good place to have things. And she said she was going to talk to Jeff and get together and see what's going on. But I just wanted to say, if anybody missed it, you missed a good one. So it was one of those presentations. I was happy I was able to go in a t-shirt and shorts and just enjoy myself. So it was very nice.
Anybody else?
I could make one other comment. We also, the elementary had a anti-bullying program previous, and I don't know whether any of you got to see it or not, but it was on Channel 6.
Four.
I think Channel 4. Thank you. was on Channel 4, and we got some good publicity on that, as well as having a good program for the kids as well. So pre-K through 6. Hang in there.
Linda, you're in. Michael?
No, you're good.
Do we have any public communication?
Check.
And you guys want to speak? Jump right on up, or do you want to?
They're scheduled for later.
Oh, okay. I won't cut you off.
The advisory group, they need to hear the other side.
Chris, you look like you got something you want to say? I just asked. Equal opportunity guy here, you know what I'm saying? I'll let you get right up there. Okay, do I have a motion for number one there?
Mr. President, I move that the minutes of the meeting of March 20th, 2012 be approved as written.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Ken made the motion and Michael seconded. Do I have discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Schwong?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Tim?
Yeah. My first item to the report is just a brief update on the 5-year forecast. Just letting you know that our next meeting in May, regular scheduled meeting in May, we'll be reviewing and getting ready to present our revised forecast for this year. As you remember, we put one in October. That's your original. You do a revision in May. So we'll be ready to do that. I just want to give you a heads up so we'll have that discussion. We need to add an action item number 2 underneath mine. If you see under tab 8, your financial packet, you have a resolution that we received yesterday from bond counsel. That's the resolution declaring it necessary to levy a replacement tax. And again, this is the permanent improvement levy. And we'll go over that in more detail as we get to item number 2, but I want to make sure that we added that item to the agenda. So we'll do item number 2 underneath my action items. Okay. The first item I have is the financial statements for the
okay, so
let's do that.
Catch me up here. Do you want this?
Yes. That'll be number 2. That's my second action item. It wasn't on here originally because we just got the resolution yesterday. I want to make sure. I didn't put it on unless we had it. So you have item number 1. That'll be number 2.
So you want a motion on number 1. I make a motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer the March 2012 financial statements be accepted as presented.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Schwonger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, then, how do you want this I'm just going to ask you, how do you want this set? So I'll make the motion that we approve.
And then just read that middle declaration right in the middle of the resolution they're declaring. That's what you're...
I make the motion we approve the resolution declaring it necessary to levy a replacement tax and requesting the county auditor to certify matters in connection with a proposed tax levy as written here. Do I have a second?
Second.
I made the motion. Don seconded. Discussion?
Yes. Yes. Let me jump in now. Okay. This resolution is is the first step in a two-step process. First step is we have to file a resolution of necessity with the county auditor for them to certify back to us the amount of revenue we'll collect off of this replacement levy. Okay. This replacement levy is a 2.5 mil permanent improvement levy that is now being currently collected at 1.25 mils. Okay? So it's been rolled back from its original amount from 2.5 to 1.25. The period will be for 10 years to accommodate facility improvements under discussion and as planned within our 10-year financial plan. Collections will begin in January of 2013. The resolution directs the treasurer to certify a copy of the resolution to county auditors. The county auditor may certify the revenues to be generated from the passage of the proposed replacement. And the resolution does not place the levy on the ballot. The board may decide to not approve the resolution to proceed, and that would keep the levy off the ballot. Okay, so we'll have to have a second vote down the road. And that's important for this reason. There's been a change, and actually it was a mistake, whatever you want to call it. We had originally said that this levy expires in 2012. This levy was renewed a year early. What that means is in 2007 when it was renewed, if you look at your chart that I passed out, and I'll put this up for the public to see as well. I don't know if you can read that or not up there. It's going to be kind of tight. Let's shrink that down a little bit. There. If you look at permanent improvement box across the top, you can see that in 1998, the 2.5 mil replacement levy was put on and passed. So the collection period was 1999 to 2003. It was renewed in 2003, the year of expiration, to be collected 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. We renewed it in 2007, a year earlier than what we had to. Okay? What that means, since it was a renewal, we still get the 2008 collection year. So you start the clock at 2009 through 2013. The assumption that we made was when we passed it in 2007, the clock started in 2008. So that's why all along we said 2012. So when we got with bond counsel said, no, wait a minute. As we look at this, it looks like you renewed it early. So this would run through 2013, which is good news, bad news. Bad news is, all along, our presentation has said it expires in 12. Good news is, it does run through 13, so you have a full collection year outstanding out there. The last line there is a 2.5 mil replacement that's being proposed. You can see it's in 2012 being proposed, being collected 2013 through 2022, which is our 10-year financial plan period. So I wanted to make sure that the board understood all of this. This is also new to our committee, because we met last week. We didn't know this until we found out talking with bond counsel. The good news is we already have a meeting set with them for May the 2nd. Okay. So if the board goes ahead and approves this resolution tonight, we meet with our group. The group says, yeah, we like that. Go ahead. We want to stay with that recommendation. Fine, we come back, and that's what we do on the 2nd. If they don't want to do it for whatever reason, we also bring that information back to the board to consider as part of their decision on putting it on the ballot in August. Is that clear as mud?
Okay, so if we decide that we're not going to go ahead and put this on the ballot, it doesn't matter because we collect through 2013 and we've got next year to come back.
You do have this through 2013 collecting at 1.25 mils. Mm-hmm. If you pass in 12 at 2.5, you'll be collecting at 2.5 in 2013.
Okay, and do we not have to drop 2013? This is a different bond issue.
It's a PI, and it would automatically, because you're replacing it.
If you replace it, you would.
You don't get more. Right.
Okay, so the other one automatically goes as long as, but if we don't do it, then we collect it to 1 1/4 mils.
Through 2013, right.
For 2013, which puts us about 87,000 short, or no, $350,000 short.
Right, and the good news is it doesn't change our 10-year plan that we have in place, that we've looked at, and we like it, it's what we want to do, that doesn't change. It just, it changed the expiration date from 12 to 13. So it alleviates that pressure we felt we got to get it done this year, but it doesn't change the fact that if you want to address those PI needs, you need those additional dollars to start addressing them. So.
Okay.
Except it gives us that extra opportunity to get back on.
Right.
So if you take the average statewide, you run these things at least 3 times before they pass. Certainly we don't want to do that. And if you look at when these have a likelihood of passing, it's more so in August instead of in a presidential election year where a lot of people are. So you got to play the, in this business, you got to play the odds. Sorry to say.
Another piece of information. That's not the only change. I don't know what you guys were doing in 2007, but you did a lot of work that you could have waited a year. Your operating levy, it was also done a year early.
The 8 mil.
The 8 mil was done a year prior to what you had to do. So slide down to the next box.
We were good.
You guys were really
working.
I wish you would have shared that with us.
Before we got in. If you look at the 8 mil operating levy, it was passed in 05 for a 3-year period. So it ran through 2008. In 2007, you renewed it a year early. So you get to collect from 9, 10, and 11, okay? Mm-hmm. In 2010, we followed that same schedule, and we passed
and did it again.
A renewal a year early.
We're consistent.
Right, so we have 12, 13, and 14 for the 8 mil, okay? Now, that last box is what we have within our 5-year, our 10-year financial plan. We have said that we proposed an 8 mil, 8-year, emergency operating levy, that the effective rate is 2.4, if you recall. And then in 2016, we proposed a 2.5 mil. Okay? Mm-hmm. That hasn't changed other than your collection period on your current operating runs through 14. We have proposed to put that on in 13. So one of the issues that the group struggled with was having levies so close. Doing a replacement in August and coming back in May of next year with a emergency operating levy was close. Mm-hmm. The one thing this does for you, it does expand your window somewhat. If you wanted to do this in August and then do your emergency operating next August, it gives you a year. That's one example. But again, you don't have to make those decisions tonight. The only thing you're doing is saying, Tim, go ahead and get the certification from the county auditor, let the advisory group chew on this, and come back to us on the 3rd with that information.
Is that what you guys want to chew on?
They've been doing a lot of chewing, so they're good at that.
We appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you. Please take a vote.
Let's see what we got. No questions. All right. Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Moylock?
Yes.
Motion carries. All right, thank you. And that's all of my items.
Mr. Hall, superintendent report, please.
A couple of things as indicated there. I want to start out by thanking our advisory group. We have had a couple of meetings directly with people. One night we had 35. The last meeting we had between 25 and 30. Really good conversations, really good input. These people, a lot of good questions, a lot of information passed out. Basically how we work, and if they have a concern, they let us know. We come back and we'll start that meeting with covering those topics, then any other thing that we need to talk about. We eventually have divided into basically 3 groups where we'll zero in on certain aspects that they think are a concern that the community has. So we have several of these people here tonight, and I thank you, Allison's there, Tom, Kelly, Bob. four or five of them are here, and Tom, Kelly, any of you guys that want to say anything, you're welcome.
Well, I think we just, you know, when we met, we divided into three groups, right? And we are on, certainly on the superintendent's advisory group. And really, we were talking about the PI most of the evening, and it was the consensus of the group that we go forward for the reasons that Mr. Detweiler stated earlier, that we didn't want those back-to-back on election year, presidential election year. We feel that that really kind of puts us at risk. But we like the news tonight that those are even further apart a little bit, and that gives us a little breathing room, because we think that communication, that'll be a lot of our focus, right, to the community and to the parents and certainly students as we can, and how do we get that out to the community, and how do we communicate what our goals are. And I think that we've highlighted some areas, and we certainly want to shy away from certain things, like if we want to say we want to put a certain building out there, we want to make sure that we communicate to the voters that it's open for all the permanent improvement options that are listed, not just one. The other, that are already pre-selected, maybe, or someone may get that impression, so I don't know if you guys.
I think that, and I don't speak for everybody, I speak for myself, I think it's best that we do the permanent improvement levy this year. That way we have 2 years of breathing room for the operating levy. It makes more sense than trying to pass two levies in back-to-back years.
That's what's good about it. They take these things and help us look at other sides of them. And it's not 100% in the group, but it's a good conversation, and normally we'll come out with a consensus and we go from there. So it's good.
Deal.
Well, thank you for your work.
Yeah. Appreciate
it. Mr. Hall, just so you know, when you called and asked me about that earlier today, I'd forgotten why we did that until he brought it up. It was because it was going to fall, the same thing you guys were talking about in the election year last time, why we did that.
You know, it's a natural thing, you know. Take me to the woodshed, but if you pass something for 5 years, you start at January that year. I mean, we didn't even go back to that next step. But
well, I don't think we need to go to the woodshed.
If he does it again, Ken.
We got lucky for a change.
But anyway, before you change your mind, let me switch over to Gail to give you a little update on race to the top. We have a lot of features coming up here. Don alluded to several of them that I think you'll be amazed where Madison Plains is with this race to the top, with the evaluation tool, with our alignment of the curriculum and all that. And in May, we'll come back to the board and say, hey, here's some things that we're going to be doing next year, and we need these early releases to do this. And I think once Gail presents this in the May, you'll see why we need this to be directed, where no one can sidestep it. I have to go to the babysitter, I have to do this and this. It's during the time, and we need to get everybody on board with it. A lot of work's gone into it, and Gail has driven this and driven it well. So, Gail.
Thank you. You have a green folder where I gave you some information, so that after today, I'll ask you to start looking at the, if you haven't already, you can look on our school website, and we'll be posting everything we possibly can about Race to the Top. These newsletters come out every time I blink my eyes, something new and more informative comes out. So on the Madison Plains website, we're trying to add more and more information all the time so that our communication is very transparent. Everybody knows what we're supposed to do, what we are doing. In a training last week, they said that that's one area that most districts' Race to the Top plan is cited, because we don't have enough important information like that available to everybody. However, we're already there, because we got a really good head start, like Mr. Hall said. A lot of things that are being expected to be done tomorrow, we already started yesterday. And that's because of the transformation team that was created before I even came here. That is a fabulous, fabulous group of people spending hours and hours to do all the work that's necessary. And like Mr. Swanger mentioned, this new evaluation system, I cannot give enough credit to Chris Clark for all the work he's done this year with his subcommittee, getting our district ready to get this going and started. Principals will have to go to at least 3 days of training this summer and get ready for all this. We've got a subcommittee working with teachers, gathering input. so that teachers can have a say on all this data that they've been collecting for the past few years. What do they want to use to show student growth? So it's not going to be, you know, kind of a shock to our staff because they've been hearing about it and learning about it for quite a long time. I also put some information in there about our students that we've been giving some extra time in math and reading to, and there'll be more details on that report coming out later, but because that program ends this Friday in grades 3 through 8, I thought it was pretty outstanding to see that we've worked with 338 students in grades 3 through 8, 4 days a week since January. So that's been very productive, very exciting, and all because when we looked at how many kids would come after school, and Mr. Hall gave us the opportunity to think outside the box, find another way to do it, we did, and we provided it during the school day. Another chart that you have, and it'll be your favorite one, about everything that's starting next Monday with all the state testing in grades 3 through 8. The high schools have their OGTs now as our 3 through 8 students that will be testing until we get into May. So that'll be taking up lots of people's time. We're also going to take an opportunity to try an online assessment in social studies for grade 8 as a pilot. What happens, because we're a Race the Top district, I get emails, like I said, every time I blink, with opportunities of things we can participate in. So this is the most recent one. It came out yesterday, and we're going to give our 8th graders a chance to do an assessment online in May, and it's just another chance to practice before everything new gets here in 2014. We've got teachers doing webinars, we've got committees doing webinars, they're spending a lot of time learning about how to implement what Race the Top is asking us to do. All teachers have participated in 15 online modules that take at least 45 minutes each to complete, and some districts haven't even started that yet. We have linkage training for principals and our Race to the Top subcommittee coming up later this month. We have high school teachers visiting other schools for High School That Works, which is another program that Chris Park is really driving forward that's helping teachers. In May, something to kind of keep your ears open for is we'll be having kindergarten screening. And during those 2 days in May, our instructional coaches will be providing parents information on how to help their students. The Math Bee will happen next month. Teacher Appreciation Week is coming up. Grades 7 and 8 will have a science fair. Musicals coming up. But May 25th, there's a very important statewide symposium about the evaluation of educators. And we have people going to attend that meeting in Columbus. And Mr. Swanger mentioned teacher evaluation, principal evaluation, superintendent evaluation. There's a new one coming called TPA, and that's for our service teachers in universities. And how we're gonna get them in line with our evaluation system. So if you're not currently part of the eBlast, eCommunication Talent Talk, where you can get daily blasts of information, please make sure that you sign up for that. All this type of information is coming out to you from K-12 every day.
Thank you. Any questions? Just remind the board that we will be at the Chamber of Commerce Expo on the 28th. We'll be there selling mats and playing and talking our stuff and passing out some little gibbies and giving people programs of what's going on in our school. People that will take the time to read it will be impressed with what we do in high school. That's all I have.
Any unfinished business? Let's move into the certified. New business. Can I have a motion for number one there?
Mr. President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation for the purpose of retiring of Deborah Cooper, effective June 1st, 2012. Ms. Cooper has served the Massive Plains District for 35 years.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Warlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Lancaster?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number two.
I make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following certified contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2012-2013 school year as listed below.
Second. Second. Motion made by Linda, seconded by Ken, right?
Yes.
Do we have a discussion? Let's take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
To have a motion for number three.
Mr. Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board award Sherry Cho a 2-year certified contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2012-13 school year.
I'll second that. Motion made by Don, seconded by myself. Discussion?
It's not a negotiated contract. This is the paid administrative pay
board counselors.
Please take vote.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
No.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number four there?
I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following classified contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2012-2013 school year as listed below.
I'll second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have one for number five?
Mr. President, I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award Megan Hunter a 2-year classified contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2012-2013 school year.
Second.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Abstain.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation for the purpose of retirement for Mary Knopp as bus driver and attendance coordinator effective April 1st, 2012. Mary served in the Madison Plains School District as a bus driver for 31 years and attendance coordinator for 10 years.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take vote.
Somebody to finish the year. Take attendance.
Each time we get one, this is what happens. Yes, to answer your question.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number seven?
I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Stephen Bailey on a 65-day contract as custodian, step zero, effective April 2nd, 2012.
Second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take
this. This is the seventh custodian, so that's the one we've sort of been paying for the last year. Mm-hmm. So we finally got one.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number eight?
I make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board employ Linda Wood as a substitute bus driver effective April 11, 2012.
I'll second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the addition of Amanda Kelly to the substitute aid list for the 2011-2012 school year.
Second.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please take vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number 10?
Mr. Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board also approve the addition of Amanda Kelly to the substitute cook list for the 2011-12 school year.
I'll second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take vote.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
So a motion for number 11 under supplementals.
Mr. President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts for the 2011-2012 school year.
Second.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Ken. Discussion. Please take vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanberg?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number 12?
I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts for the 2012-2013 school year to Leanna Reitz and Christopher Laszlo.
Second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion. Have we got anybody for eighth grade basketball now?
I don't know if people have stepped up yet or not.
Okay. Please take vote.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Don't we yell at me?
You're in charge.
Donations. I'd like to make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept the following donations as listed below.
With appreciation.
With appreciation, yes. I'm sorry.
I'll second that.
I made the motion with appreciation, and Don seconded it. We take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
See, when I make a mistake, catch me, isn't it?
I make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve an agreement between Battelle for Kids and Madison Plains Local School for the purpose of participating in the SOAR program.
I'll second that, and I'm going to ask exactly what that is.
I'd be glad to tell you.
Is that Battelle over West Jeff?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is Battelle for Kids.
Okay.
It's on Dublin Road, but it is where we're able to track our student data and use value added and find out if students have made this a year growth piece or not. It also connects to the part where we're asking all teachers to think about 50% of their evaluation has to demonstrate student growth, and how are you going to measure it? For teachers in grades 4 through 8 who teach math and English language arts, the OAA data will help them. Because we do Terra Nova testing in grades 2 through 8, that will also be part of Battelle data. This is also where those 15 online modules were that I spoke about earlier that every teacher has participated in so they understand value added. And then there are millions of other online modules for administrators. That's part of the linkage. We're learning how to connect the teachers to the data correctly, which is a lot of work that's going to take place in the next month. And that's just a snippet of everything that Battelle provides services for us to be able to do a lot of the work that has to be done for Race to the Top.
Okay. Thank you.
And they have a great website also, Battelle for Kids.
Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'll make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the following resolution of support for formative assessment in middle school. Formative assessment in middle school, as listed below.
I'll second.
I made the motion, seconded by Michael. Discussion.
Mr. President, I just want to point out that this particular resolution is for the Madison Plains Intermediate School.
We have two. Both buildings wrote the grant.
Yeah, the next resolution is for the junior high. I just wanted to point out that this particular one is for the intermediate.
It's the way the grant is written up. We have to follow those guidelines, and we put our grade that's going to affect in that. It's misleading, and we talked about that earlier. But that's the way we have to turn it in.
I'll let you explain it.
Okay. These grants are possible, again, because we're part of Race to the Top, and they you're eligible for grades 5 through 8 to do formative assessments, and teachers are being asked to do assessments. So, again, this would support our teachers by providing professional development and then a person to come in about 10 hours a week to work with classroom teachers to help them with this. And when I talked to the lady in charge of the grant, explained how we have 4, 5, 6 here, 7, 8 here. It's a 5, 8 grant. It was her recommendation for each building to consider applying for the grant, so that hopefully we can have a person in each place working with those teachers as a support person. But again, it's a grant, so we'll take our chances and see what happens. But our fingers are crossed.
You're not going to put it in the bank right now.
I got faith in you. It's our lucky day. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the following resolution of support for formative assessment middle school for the middle school.
Second.
Made the motion, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board grant an early diploma to Jonathan Kirk based on the following criteria: has earned the required 22 credits, has passed all the Ohio graduation tests, and is 18 years of age.
I'll second.
I made the motion, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
The motion carries.
I make the motion that to enter into executive session for the following: Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or a regulated individual. And we're going in at 8:46. 7:46.
7.
I need to get my glasses checked. Anybody want to second that?
Yes.
Second.
Thanks. Jeez, make a mistake and they all pile on. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We're not going to take any action after this meeting, but you're all welcome to sit here if you want. Just hang out.
One thing, those two grants, teacher, Lori met with all our teachers and everybody had to do it.